You are listening to X-Ray FM on KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM. And in Nehalem, Wheeler, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM. Streaming online everywhere 24/7 worldwide at xray.fm. You are tuned in to Satter Star Emo Radio Show. My name is Chelsea, and it's Wednesday at 8 p.m. Got a full hour of emo for you today. I'm doing about half vinyl, half other things. Playing a brand new release by Portland band Gonzalez halfway through the episode. And let's just get things started. We're going to start out today with the track Right Out or Right On by Chocolate Kiss, who were like an indie emo band from Atlanta. Made up of members of the band Car vs. Driver. And this track is off of their Le Boom Boom EP, released in 1999. So thanks for tuning in to Satter Star. This is Chocolate Kiss.
Thank you. I'm not your
You are still tuning us into Satterstar Emo Radio Show here on X-Ray FM. You just heard a brand new track called Jasmine's Song by the Portland emo band Gonzalez, who also are just some very sweet and awesome people and Satterstar freaks. So shout out Gonzalez. Again, they're from Portland. They are actually going on a West Coast tour in a few days. All the way up to Seattle and down to LA and everywhere in between. So if you dug that song and you don't live in Portland, you could check their Instagram. They are also playing a show in Portland as well pretty soon. Oh, I should have that pulled up on, which day is it? Where did it go? On the June 17th, they're playing in Portland as well. Again, that was Gonzalez. That song is called Jasmine's Song. You can find it on their Bandcamp. And then before that, you heard Life Detecting Coffins. That track was called Pontiac off of their split with Forstella Ford on Level Plane. That was released in 2001. Before that was very noisy emo project, The Button Men. That track was called Philippe off of their 1997 self-titled 7-inch. Then you heard Cambria with Six off of their self-titled LP. They're from Southern California in the mid-90s. Before that, you heard Dimensions of Failure by the Jai Alai, who were from Singapore. They're an emo band from Singapore. There's a crazy emo scene in Southeast Asia going back to the 90s. And yeah, that band was from the late 90s. Really excellent stuff. Then before that, you heard The Hertzsprung Gap with Blindness on the Brink of Sight, who were a Chicago indie emo band from the late 90s. That was off of their 1998 7-inch. Then we started out the hour with Chocolate Kiss, who, by the way, it's just a great band name. That track is called Right Out or Right On. We're going to transition a little bit to vinyl for the rest of the episode, starting with just some classic 90s emo with Still Life. This track is called Minute Falling. I was listening to this album, and the lyrics in this song in particular just really resonated with me in the moment, and I listened to the song on repeat a ton over the last week. You'll see what I'm talking about. This track is from their 1993 double LP from Angry Heads with Skyward Eyes, released on Ebullition, and this record just has a extremely beautiful and gigantic booklet insert with like lyrics and drawings and poetry. It's just a true treasure to behold. I've had this since I was a teenager. I probably found it when I was like 15, and I still have it and I still love it. Warning, it's like kind of like staticky sounding at the beginning, but you know, we're doing vinyl, so that's just what it sounds like. Anyway, this is Minute Falling by Still Life. Thanks for tuning in to Saturday Star.
Thank you. We'll be right back. Thank you.
Hello, you're still tuned in to Saturn Star Emo Radio Show here on X-Ray FM. And I just did all vinyl block. You just heard, let's see, 50s Boy Lover by Carbomb off of their split 7-inch with Ezra Pound. And then before that, you heard At Rest by Floodgate, who were a mid-90s emo hardcore band from Santa Cruz, California. That was off of their I Choose Danger double 7-inch. A great title, honestly. Really, really good. Before that was Visit from Mars by The Crown Hate Ruin off of their split 7-inch with Karate. The Crown Hate Ruin were from Washington, D.C. and had members of Hoover, among many other bands. Then before that, you heard Halo by Penny Curvers, who were from Southern California in the mid-90s. That was off of their one and only 7-inch release on Dieselhead Records, which was actually the same label that the Cambria LP that I played earlier in tonight's episode was released on. And then before that, you heard Left of Center by Miracle of 86, who were from New York in the mid-90s. That's off of their split 7-inch with Render Useless. A lot of split 7-inches happening here. and then another split 7-inch. That track is called Every Day by Edgar off of their split with Tetsuo. And Edgar was a band from Long Island, New York, a 90s hardcore band. And they were tiny little baby teens in that band. They were like 15, it says on the insert on that 7-inch. I just really, really love the energy behind that song in particular. Just such a good track. And then before that, you heard Minute Falling by Still Life. We're going to wrap things up by playing 16 by Wolves. This is off of their split 7-inch. I don't know why I brought so many split 7-inches without me even thinking about this before I'm just saying it out loud. With Sinaloa, released in 2004, and Wolves was a band that released a lot of material in the early to mid-2000s, made up of members of Orchid and Ampere and like a million other bands, and they're from Western Massachusetts. So that's what we're gonna go out with today on Saturn Star. Thanks for tuning in. This is 16 by Wolves. Oops, I messed up. Here we go.